Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 6. You're going to hear a talk about a holiday break. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? I bought it as a 60th birthday treat for my wife. Booked through the web. Their website is very misleading. You think you're going to a 4-star hotel with fine dining, and it's more like a holiday camp. Let me explain a few of the issues. To start with a positive, the staff were mostly excellent, especially the reception manager when we arrived. I've got no complaints about the room, other than the TV remote didn't work, which was annoying. We were on the second floor in the Oak building, and the lift was not working. Not ideal. The swimming pool was okay, but looks nothing like the picture on the website. There was also no hot water in the showers. I told the attendant. He didn't even apologize, let alone manage to fix the problem. Now, the bar is awful, unless you want to watch football, and we didn't. We couldn't even have a conversation because of the noise of the football match in the background. As for the restaurant, well, it is not fine dining. It was well below par. The a la carte menu is like a bad pub menu, and the buffet was poor, especially as the staff did not keep the supplies of food topped up, so people were waiting around with half-full plates, trying to get staff to give them something to eat. The drinks are expensive, and some of the restaurant staff were rude and unhelpful. In the morning, breakfast was utter chaos, with not enough cutlery, plates, or food. We had to go and get our own tea. There was only one waiter working, so the poor boy couldn't keep up with all the customers. Not his fault, but very poor service. Overall, we found the weekend most unpleasant, not the relaxing break we had been dreaming of. We think other holiday makers should be aware of the standard of the hotel so that they are under no illusions and do not feel cheated as we do. This hotel should definitely not have 4 stars. It could be excellent, but... well, the buildings and the grounds are very nice, but the service, facilities and food are awful. Can you tell me in 1 or 2 sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what the speaker thinks of his experience. Are you ready? I bought it as a 60th birthday treat for my wife. Booked through the web. Their website is very misleading. You think you're going to a 4-star hotel with fine dining, and it's more like a holiday camp. Let me explain a few of the issues. To start with a positive, the staff were mostly excellent, especially the reception manager when we arrived. I've got no complaints about the room, other than the TV remote didn't work, which was annoying. We were on the second floor in the Oak building, and the lift was not working. Not ideal. The swimming pool was okay, but looks nothing like the picture on the website. There was also no hot water in the showers. I told the attendant. He didn't even apologize, let alone manage to fix the problem. Now, the bar is awful, unless you want to watch football, and we didn't. We couldn't even have a conversation because of the noise of the football match in the background. As for the restaurant, well, it is not fine dining. It was well below par. The a la carte menu is like a bad pub menu, and the buffet was poor, especially as the staff did not keep the supplies of food topped up, so people were waiting around with half-full plates, trying to get staff to give them something to eat. The drinks are expensive, and some of the restaurant staff were rude and unhelpful. In the morning, breakfast was utter chaos, with not enough cutlery, plates, or food. We had to go and get our own tea. There was only one waiter working, so the poor boy couldn't keep up with all the customers. Not his fault, but very poor service. Overall, we found the weekend most unpleasant, not the relaxing break we had been dreaming of. We think other holiday makers should be aware of the standard of the hotel so that they are under no illusions and do not feel cheated as we do. This hotel should definitely not have 4 stars. It could be excellent, but, well, The buildings and the grounds are very nice, but the service, facilities and food are awful. Now tell me what the speaker thinks of his experience. You have 1 minute to talk.